Hi, I'm Tyra, and welcome to Rockin' and Talkin' Indie Aussies. This podcast started from the interviews that I actually conducted for my music business management final research project. And the project that I did looked into how indie DIY musicians in Melbourne, Australia, viewed success in a post-COVID city. And I was actually able to find some really cool trends, very interesting findings throughout the interviews that I did, but also the analysis that I did through the entire research process. And I highly encourage you to check out the paper that I did so that way you can get the full scope of everything. But these interviews are what helped me fully understand and analyze what's going on, and actually were able to see something really interesting is happening in the city of Melbourne. And I do want to say that I had such a fun time doing these interviews with these musos. Some of them are actually my friends, and it was really cool to get to know more about them as musicians, which was something that I really loved finding out and loved doing, but also I got to gain new friends from the experience as well. Additionally, I did interview one music producer, so that way I can get an additional lens on different perspectives within the Melbourne music industry, but also the Australian music industry as a whole, just as the producer perspective was something that added a little bit of something different into the insights and happenings that I was able to uncover. As these interviews were done for my master's degree, a few of the questions that you will hear throughout the podcast series are going to be similar. That is because I had to have a semi-structured interview format, which meant I had to have certain questions be the same throughout, just for consistency in the research. But even within that, all of the stories that I have uncovered and made visible are unique and absolutely worthwhile for you to hear and spread and share. Like, all these people that I interviewed are absolutely incredible and amazing, and their stories are absolutely worth hearing, because some of them have, actually all of them have really, really cool journeys that I think you're going to enjoy hearing about. And with that being said, I want to give a big, 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 big thank you to APRA AMCOS and PBS for allowing me to use their spaces at times for conducting a few of these interviews. And I also want to give such a big shout out and a big thank you to all the musicians and the music producer that I did interview, because without them, this project wouldn't be possible. And they're amazing, and I'm so grateful for their time and their participation in this. You're going to see how amazing they are as well throughout this process. And now let's get into the schedule of the podcast series. So the order of episodes will go Romany Assez, Jess Mayo, George Carroll Wilson, also known as Polyman, Anna Leverty, Tom Ray, Isabel Buckley, and finally, Fenn Wilson. And fun fact about Fenn Wilson is that a quote that he said during his interview is actually what inspired the title of the paper that I submitted for my master's degree. So we're starting strong, having a good, strong middle section of all those other interviews, and an ending just as strong as well. So stay tuned for these episodes to come out in about a week. It will be bi-weekly uploads on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. EST and Wednesdays at 6 a.m. AEST, which is Australian time for folks overseas. And overall, just be ready for some amazing stories, and I can't wait to share this with you all and for you all to be involved in this process and making these stories more visible, making Australian stories more visible, and just sharing the whole experience of what it's like to be a musician or being a part of the music industry in 2024 and beyond, especially in these post-COVID times, which really has shown us just the way that the music industry has been and is evolving, and ways that we need to have different points of visibility and advocacy for musicians and also live music. So be ready for some rocking, because we're ready to get some talking. All right, I'll see you soon.